From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has arrived in Kabul for talks with Afghan leaders. He's calling for more U.S. troops to be sent there to deal with the Taliban. He'll also stop in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne says it's been a while since he's been there.
Senator Obama has not been to Iraq since January of 2006. That's a long time. A lot has happened since then. He has never been to Afghanistan. And frankly, this trip is for him a fact-finding mission, a chance to get on the ground, meet with commanders, meet with soldiers, meet with Iraqi leaders and leaders of the Afghani government. But it is also, politically speaking, a way for him to bolster his foreign policy credentials.
NPR's Don Gagne. A senior U.S. diplomat is attending talks between major powers and Iran over that country's nuclear program. It's seen as a major policy shift by the White House. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Bush administration is using a far more conciliatory tone when referring to Iran, saying any country can change course. Disarmament expert Daniel Warner says compromise is in the air.
I think this, everyone recognizes that the Americans have made a huge effort by signing on and by coming. I think the question will be how the Iranian government will react.
Today's meeting will seek to get Tehran's response to the West's offer of economic incentives in return for a freeze on its nuclear activities. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Oil prices dropped in yesterday's trading. Some oil analysts suspect that prices may have peaked. Steve Beckner of Market News International has this report.
For a while, the bulls had the bears on the run on the New York Mercantile Exchange, and oil rebounded above $130 per barrel. But by the end of the day, selling dominated trading. U.S. light sweet crude settled at $128.88, down 41 cents. That's more than $18 below the all-time high set a week earlier. There has been some retail gasoline price relief, but it has been limited so far. The latest surveys of service stations show the average national price of regular unleaded down a penny at $4.10. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
California fire officials say nearly all of the 2,000 blazes burning in the state have been put out. There are 38 fires still burning, including an enormous one near Big Sur. More than 1,400 square miles of California land have been scorched, and the state has had to use the most resources it ever has to control the flames. The Big Sur fire alone has consumed an area the size of Rhode Island. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated, and hundreds of buildings have burned. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A military judge has threatened to put off the start of the first war crimes trial at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He's annoyed that prosecutors cannot set up interviews between defense attorneys and detainees at the military base. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Judge Keith Allred, a Navy captain, essentially read the Riot Act to prosecutors, telling them he would postpone the trial if necessary. You can send your witnesses home, he said. It'll cost you an awful lot of money. He said some of the high-value prisoners at Gitmo have evidence that could help the case of the man scheduled to go on trial on Monday, Osama bin Laden's one-time driver, Salim Hamdan. Hamdan is accused of conspiracy and providing material support to terrorists in Afghanistan. Among other things, prosecutors claim that when Hamdan was caught, he was on a mission for al-Qaeda kingpin Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But defense lawyers say Mohammed will testify that the mission he sent Hamdan on was to evacuate women and children from Kandahar, including Hamdan's own wife and children. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Texas officials say at least four people have died following one of the largest building crane collapses ever. The mobile crane broke down at a Houston oil refinery, injuring seven other people. The crane is as tall as a 30-story building and can lift 1 million pounds. A powerful earthquake rumbled through eastern Japan today, followed by a strong aftershock. However, there are no reports of injuries. The magnitude of the quake was 6.6. The aftershock measured 5.4. Japanese officials posted a tsunami watch, but the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says there is no broad threat to the Pacific Ocean. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.